This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Coming up on November 6th, the SIU School of Law is offering a free veterans legal clinic. We thought we'd talk about some of the services that are going to be available on the 6th, but also that are available all the time through a couple of programs. In studio with us, we have Lucas Park, who's an attorney with Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance. Martin Parsons runs the Veterans Legal Assistance Program and is also faculty in the SIU School of Law. And Kayla Estes, who is an AmeriCorps VISTA. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Let's kind of jump right into this big event that's coming up on November 6th. This is an opportunity for veterans across the region to get some questions answered, some services that are being offered. Am I right, Lucas?
That's very correct. The idea behind the November 6th event is we want to have as many veterans as possible that have any sort of legal issue come in to be screened for their legal issues. And we're because of the different projects that Martin and I do, we're covering a wide range of civil law, VA disability benefits, wills, powers of attorney, estate planning, evictions, housing law, consumer law, family, a whole wide range. So if we can get people in, we can start helping those veterans in the local community.
It seems to me that there are a lot of questions that are out there. Maybe veterans don't know where to go. Is that right?
Yes, and that's one of the big parts about this event, is because even if you have a legal question, we can do a limited scope representation where we can give advice and help you, direct you on how to next solve your problem, whatever it may be.
And even if they don't have legal problems, there's going to be representatives from the VA will be there registering veterans who may not know about their eligibility. There's going to be a representative from the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs who can help with getting certified copies of 214s, claims issues, initial claims issues, and some other reps from the VA as well. So it wouldn't even necessarily have to be a legal issue for veterans to come out and get some assistance.
What types of questions and needs are different among the veteran population than perhaps the general population?
One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that veterans across the entire United States, and in Illinois in particular, have about double the rates of disability than the normal population. We face double to triple the rates of homelessness, and it all stems from a lot of the issues that we face in military service. There's a lot of trauma that veterans face in combat that the average population doesn't get a chance to understand. And then when they transition out of the military, some of those transitions can be very complicated. Even if there's no problems, just going from a civilian, the military world where you have a rigid structure to a civilian world, that transition can cause a lot of confusion. And that's where having a program like this is wonderful, because we can help fix a lot of that confusion. Something as simple as, you know, you had a lease that you couldn't break and you have this, you know, collection over your head, or, you know, trying to find a new job, we can point you in the right direction and help you out.
Sure. Kayla, you're with AmeriCorps, you're a VISTA with AmeriCorps. How important is it to help coordinate an event like this one in the work that you do?
So my position at Land of Lincoln this year is focusing on outreach to different veteran service organizations, and pretty much just helping to spread the word about our program and the AFLAN program. So this event is really important because it just kind of, it gets people in the door to hear about what we have to offer, which is essentially what I'm trying to do this whole year. So yeah, it's nice to have all of the lawyers who work on this project in one space for one day. So then it's just kind of like a concentration of the services. But these are services that we offer all year round. So even if you can't come out for the day, we can still help you out.
And you can get more information at the Free Veterans Legal Clinic. It's at the SIU School of Law in Carbondale, November 6th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But as Kayla mentioned, this is available all the time, and you can get more information on that. Just Google Illinois AFLAN. That's A-F-L-A-N. Lucas, that's a service that's available to veterans all the time if they've got questions about things like this.
That's correct. There's actually a hotline that veterans can call. It's 1-855- I-L-A-F-L-A-N, or for those that aren't good for the alphas, and we have the numerics, it's 1-855-452-3526. And it's staffed by attorneys Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30.
So all that information, again, is available through that. Martin, when someone comes into your office, is there a, I don't want to say typical, but is there a common theme among those veterans that you work with?
Well, there is for me because my our area of focus is on VA disability claims appeals. So the veterans who come to see me have applied for disability and they've been denied. And so most of the veterans that I see have some physical limitations or challenges that they're trying to compensation for and benefits for. So for me, that's the most common theme in the clients that I see.
You can find out more at the Free Veterans Legal Clinic. It's November 6th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.